So, yeah, if you want to get comfy, sitting, lying down, that's okay as well. Hey, standing on your head, whatever it takes. You've still got your pelvic floor and your respiratory diaphragm. They don't go away. They just move around with you. Scary like that. Great, and let's come at it in a couple of ways. So initially I wanted to come at it just with a sense of the transition planes of the body. So I'd like us to get a sense of the cavities of the torso initially. So that's lower abdominopelvic cavity and the upper thoracic cavity. Let's see if we can come into those spaces, that's what they are. Obviously they're full of viscera and connected tissues and the rest. And as you come into a sense of the cavities, let's relate the cavities to the whole body system. So let's open out to the length and breadth of the body. Let's open out to whole body volume. But within that, just check it in with those two cavities, how they feel in terms of space and ease. And more to the point, how does it feel around the transition place between those two major cavities, i.e. the respiratory diaphragm? So it's quite a nice way to come at it. It's like it's the meeting, the interface of two spaces or two bubbles touching each other. There you have the respiratory diaphragm. Are the two spaces similar? Are they equalized? Are they in relationship to each other? Or is there a propensity towards one of them? At the same time, let's be interested in the diaphragm as the natural fulcrum for the fascial system. So the deep fascia that runs on the length of the body, all that will inevitably, through a whole series of trained relationships, connect with the size of the diaphragm. So it acts as a natural pivot for the health and motion of fascia. Let's be with that for another half minute. And I'd like you to be interested in the shape of the diaphragm. I just want you to appreciate the curve of the diaphragm, the dome of the diaphragm, and the way that is looking at the pelvic floor, which is curving and doming in the opposite way. So truly they are mirror images of each other. Slightly different structures. So the pelvic diaphragm is much smaller. There's a very powerful mirroring between the two. Let's appreciate that. And I want you to notice the health of your diaphragm, your respiratory diaphragm and your pelvic diaphragm. And see how they're connected. And consciously, see if you can let your diaphragm, the respiratory diaphragm, relax. Let's consciously do that. And as you do it, see if there's a reciprocal response in the pelvic diaphragm. Let's do the opposite. And now I want you to consciously let go of the muscles in the pelvic diaphragm. You know the musculature down there, the coccygeus muscles, the piriformis, the levator ani. As they start to ease up, how does the respiratory diaphragm respond? So, making sure you're establishing a split attention. You're always interested in whole body. You're interested in the cavity between the two diaphragms and the two diaphragms themselves. Let's come into a sense of the structural linkage between the two. So, I'd like you to come into the diaphragm again, the respiratory diaphragm, and let's see if you can find the roots of the diaphragm, the crura, that connects very powerfully into the lumbar spine. Into the anterior longitudinal ligament. All the way down to L3. L4. And I'd like you to follow the relationship through into the anterior longitudinal ligament, down the rest of the bodies of the vertebrae, the lumbus, into the anterior surface of the sacrum, and notice as the tendons and ligaments of the levator ani come off that, and then you follow the continuity of the muscle of the pelvic floor through to the pubis and out towards the ilia through the coccygeus muscles. So let's just appreciate the continuity of tissues here through different kinds of connective tissues. Watching as your two diaphragms move into states of balance. One diaphragm shifts and changes, then another one goes through a round of reorganization that affects back into the other diaphragm. So there's a little bit of a dance between the two. Let's stay with that a little bit longer. Noticing changes in your blood flow, changes in your nervous impulses as the connective tissue system adjusts. Noticing any effects into other parts or the regions of the body. And slowly letting your intention become more neutral. We're going to let go around the exercise. Getting more interested in the space around you, the outer world, and just disengaging from your physiology.